Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That, when did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were
cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making women gestures like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, Jay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we had to come back with this little fight preview and prediction for this little hardcore, definitely tasty little fight, man. This Edna Cherry versus Omar Douglas. This is going to be your fight preview for that. We're going to head on out to the Golden State to speak to our Los Angeles correspondent, none other than Matt Hunter.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rope into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, and for all the people that are sick of the politics of boxing, sick of us talking about the money and who makes what and what the pay-per-views are, this is the show for you because we're just going to talk about the fight and who's going to win and how. So it's going to be a good show just because it's the basics of boxing. You know, it's just the fight. So can't wait to talk about it.
Man, honestly, I don't even know how to tell you who's going to win. It's actually difficult for me because I think like Omar Douglas is such a, I don't know, man, right? His last fight out with Fortuna, he had those spots, but then he got caught up in exchanges that you would just assume he would not do. Edna Cherry is a big puncher. He's definitely has the experience on the resume, Matt. He's been in with the higher level opposition. And, you know, one would say that when Omar stepped up, he wasn't able to produce.
Yeah, and the thing with like the Omar Douglas Javier Fortuna fight, which is his last fight, his first loss of his pro career, this is supposed to be his bounce back fight in a lot of ways. We saw that in that fight that Omar Douglas, like you said, was in spots really gifted, that he's incredibly fast, his timing is impeccable, he has really good power for that division, but there was a lack of ability to keep the fight where he wants it. Javier Fortuna was able to put him where he wanted the fight to be, was able to put Omar Douglas in situations that he knew Omar Douglas wasn't going to be successful in. And Omar Douglas had no intention really of getting out of the situations. There was moments where Javier Fortuna would throw a combination at him and Douglas would just stay there. He wouldn't move. He would just curl up, you know, almost that Euro style, and take the shots. You know, a guy like Edna Cherry against you can't do that. You know, Edna Cherry doesn't have the biggest knockout ratio, but he does have power. I mean, that's one thing that he has always had is some pop. So this is a very intriguing fight from who's going to win, because like you said, I'm kind of on the fence about it, even at this point, about who's going to win.
But isn't that the intriguing thing, that in the Fortuna fight, you know that he has that Sergio Martinez on the toes, hands down, moving elusive, or want to be as elusive as he can. He does get caught a lot. But style, whereas Douglas is coming to hunt you down and Cherry is coming to hunt you down. So these two guys are going to collide. It's going to be a different style fight than when Douglas fought Fortuna. But the thing is, can he take the shots of Cherry? Do you think that Cherry has more power than Javier? I mean, to be honest, Javier's been knocking out higher level opposition, I want to say, than Edna Cherry. We can double check, but I think Javier might hold one or two better knockout wins.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that. And again, Editor Cherry has around a 50% knockout rate, I believe. Hold on. I have this box rec up right now. 42%. Yeah, 42%.
They call him Cherry Bomb. So, you know, I mean, we were at the gym. We seen the way he was hitting that heavy bag. He was moving, and that was a big heavy bag. That was a big, like a 400 pounder. You know what I mean? That was a lot.
Yeah, but the thing with Edson Cherry is that he's also the veteran in this fight. You know, he is the guy that has the wear and tear as an X factor. You know, Omar Douglas doesn't have the wear and tear as an X factor. Omar Douglas is still a young prospect in every sense of the word, while Edson Cherry is the old grizzled veteran that's supposed to test the young guys like Omar Douglas. But again, like we've always seen Edson Cherry falter at the highest level, unfortunately. You know, he has losses against Paulie Malignaggi. He has losses against Tim Bradley.
Wait, but some believe he won on the high level versus Pedraza and didn't get the right decision.
No, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that. I feel like the fight was a lot closer than what the judges scored it. And I could definitely see Edson Cherry beating Pedraza, like scorecards for that. But the greats that he fought, or the really elite guys that he fought, he lost. Pedraza wasn't the best guy in the division. There's a reason that Gervonta Davis, a guy that was really green in his career, went after him for a belt. Like, we have to at least be honest about that, right? So I think that, again, contextualizing it, that this is this fight, right? That Cherry Pedraza is a completely different fight than Cherry and Douglas. Same with Omar Douglas and Javier Fortuna. Very different fight than this one. And you even stipulated that the style of Fortuna is very different than the style of Cherry. And that makes this fight completely different than the Fortuna and Douglas fight. I'll be honest, I'm going to pick Cherry, though. I'm going to pick Edson Cherry. I think that Omar Douglas is the faster guy. I think he's the younger guy, less wear and tear. But I saw a lack of ability to hang in there in the gunfight. You know, there was times where every time that fight turned up a couple notches against Fortuna, he wasn't able to hang. And I really foresee this fight being a drag out, sort of grueling inside phone booth bout. And so I think that Cherry is just going to get the better of it. He's more tested in those situations. He's always been more the bullier in his fights. You know, he tried to bully Timothy Bradley around, and Timothy Bradley was just the better boxer. Omar Douglas isn't the better boxer. So I'm picking Edson Cherry to win decision.
Dude, Timothy Bradley was in 2000. Stop it.
What do you mean? Like, it's talking about the style of it, that Edson Cherry has always been the guy to go in there and try to bully his opponent. But
how do we know that this Edson Cherry still has the stamina to live up to that style? We are talking about a dude with a 42% KO ratio. You know, a guy that his last fight was last year in June, you know, so he's been out of the ring a long time, and he's 34 years old. You know, he just, whenever Keith fought Collazo, that was either the first or the second official Edson Cherry, Al Haymon, Edson Cherry, Dan Birmingham, mm-hmm, trained fight. So, you know, he just started getting, and remember, you know his story. It's definitely a boxing story. He drives 2 hours every day to Keith Thurman's gym to be trained by a world-class trainer. So he drives 4 hours of his day. This is a guy that wants it. But does he still have it?
No, and I think that's a very valid question in this fight. And I think it's only one that we can answer post the fight. Once this fight happens, we're going to tell that Edson Cherry either has it still and he can make one last run at 130 potentially, or he just doesn't have it anymore and that he is over the hill. He is every bit of the age of 34 years old, and that is ancient in boxing years, especially in the lower weight classes. But again, you know, Edson Cherry didn't look bad in his last fight. Yes, he lost the Pedraza fight in 2015, but Omar Douglas, his last fight was a loss. And it's always interesting to see how fighters come back from their first ever loss. That, to me, is a bigger X factor than the age and the wear and tear of Ender Cherry. Is how is Omar Douglas going to handle his first ever loss?
It's so hard for me to judge him on that last loss because Fortuna's style. I understand that Fortuna is an awkward style. You know, I watch guys like Yandel Evans, who I thought was going to be a red-hot, up-and-coming prospect from the Cincinnati, Akron area. And you know, Fortuna knocked him smooth out. So,
and also Fortuna, I think, is one of the more underrated guys of the division. So I, you know, does that loss really mean that much? Not necessarily, because you lost to Fortuna like that. If you lost to Lomachenko or Corrales or Burchelt at this point, it's not an indictment of who you are as a boxer or what your legacy is. You lost to the cream of the crop, and Fortuna is right below that level.
Now, on the other hand, Douglas, his stamina, I don't question. I didn't see him get tired. He left it all in the ring with Fortuna, but I didn't like the manner in which he chose to leave it in the ring. You know, like that just you hit me, I hit you. Whoever hits a bigger is going to win this fight. No, I'd rather you be intelligent and use that energy efficiently. But we're going to get out to the phone lines. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Fox Sports 1 card. It's going to be airing Tuesday, tomorrow, April 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern time and 6 p.m. Pacific time. This is probably one you're going to need your scoring app. So we always recommend the Throwdown scoring app. So check it out.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Good thing about that app is that they normally do all these, you know, Fox Sports 1 cards, some of the PBC, some of the Golden Boy. So you can actually receive live punch stats from CompuBox and other users, you know, percentile as far as which rounds, you know, users have each other winning. But we're going to get out to the phone lines. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to give us your preview and your prediction on this fight taking place tomorrow night.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Donald, Richmond, California, brother, talk to us.
What's going on, Ness? I think this is a good fight because it's both of these fighters are kind of in a position because Douglas is coming off of a loss, which is not really a bad loss to Fortuna, but also if he loses this fight to Cherry, he could become a lost commodity because they could initially look at him and say, you know, you were an up-and-coming prospect that was pretty good, but initially you just don't have the goods is what they might think if he loses this fight. And Ender Cherry, like you said, is a guy who's 34 years old. He's had some losses to some pretty good fighters in the division. You know, most of the fighters that he lost to were either undefeated or only had one loss at the time when he lost to them. So they weren't really bad losses. So it is just, you know, pretty much what you said. He's going to go in there for this win, which could put him in a position to where he looks like, okay, this guy kind of still has it. He might get another run at a title shot versus winning this fight and maybe another one after it. He could potentially get another title shot. So it's either he has it or he doesn't, which is the same thing for Omar. But this is a good fight. But if you got an older fighter who's going to be either you got it or you don't got it, do you have another run at a title shot? And then you got an up-and-coming someone that was a good prospect to, you know, are you the goods or are you not the goods? You know what I mean?
Definitely. But which one of these two are you picking?
I'm gonna give the edge to Cherry because he has the experience. You know, you said he was driving 2 hours to go to the gym to train where Thurman was at, correct? Is that what you said?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, did you guys say that?
Yes, he was. He drives. Not that he was. That's what he does every training camp since the fight with Keith Thurman and Luis Collazo in Tampa. He's been training with Dan Birmingham, the trainer of Keith Thurman, and he has been driving 2 hours to the gym, 2 hours back home from the gym.
Well, let me tell you something. To me, that means a lot. For a guy that's 34 years old, that's still boxing, if this guy has it in him to be that committed to where he drives 2 hours, that definitely means a lot to what I can see in a fight, that he wants to be that committed to where he feels like he's going somewhere, to where he feels like he's getting the training from the person that, you know, is giving him what he needs, and he's willing to go drive 2 hours for it. How many people, you know, would even drive 2 hours to go to work, you know? So I think that means a lot. Like I said, I give him the edge in this fight because of the experience, you know. But that's all I got for right now.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going to get out to Amin in New Jersey. Talk to us.
What's good, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Yo, that Fortuna-Douglas fight, I actually think, excuse me, I wanted to go back to that fight because I think that it was a good fight for Douglas. I mean, he got dropped in that fight. It was I think he learned a lot of experience. Now he goes in there against Edner Cherry, who I think is also a live dog. I think both of these fights back-to-back for Douglas, don't take anything away from him. If he comes out of this fight with a win, I'm sure he'll learn a lot more about, turning over his punches, you know what I'm saying, planting and getting a little more power on him, protecting himself a little bit, and actually putting more form on his punches. I think with Fortuna, once he got hit, he was still in the fight because he's like a dogging type of fighter, like an old Lamont Peterson when he was young in his career. But if he can turn the punches over a little bit and work a little bit more of a jab and land some combinations, he might be able to get one over on Edner Cherry, which I think will be a nice little feather in his cap. At 17-1, he gets a win over Edner Cherry. 18-1, I think he's still a good he's a good player. Well, what is he fighting, 130 or 135?
I want to say 135. I'll double check.
But in that division, it's a lot of good fighters, and I think, I'm going to be excited to see that one tomorrow, and that's my call. Appreciate the love, fellas.
As always, I mean, great call. Matt, what's the weight, man? Fucking BoxRec and Google Chrome never remember my password.
I thought he was 130. I could be wrong.
Mr. Info Joe.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Yo, Info Joe, what's up?
How y'all doing? Hey, man, shout out to the boxing guys, man, for having a real cool fight for Tuesday, though. Man.
For sure.
Good looking out, boxing guys. You know? Hey, I think I'm going to go with Cherry on this, man. How old is Cherry, man?
34.
That's the only thing I worry about, man, is his age, though. But I think that he'll have enough experience to handle Douglas. I like Douglas, though, man. But it's a tough fight for him to have back-to-back. So I'm going to pick Cherry on this fight. And I want to say, man, shout out to Blind Man Brad. And I just want to say, man, you're one of my favorite callers now. And good luck to Coach Mead. Seen in the chat, he said he had a fight this week. And one more question, Ness. When is the TV party release tape, man?
Oh, you in luck. Tonight. You in luck. It's actually uploaded, waiting for me just to put it in. I haven't been able to view it. I can't get past, like, the first 2 minutes without getting a phone call or something. I promise you, Joe, this is exactly what happened. It took the dude like 24 days to send me the first copy, and I didn't like it. And then today, okay, he sent back a second revision, and I have not fully seen it. I'm hoping that I like it. I definitely like that first minute to 2 minutes, but I'm gonna put it out regardless. You know, I'm a perfectionist, unfortunately.
Hey, man, I just want to relive that night, man.
Oh, we will, brother. We will.
New York, man, was bomb, brother.
We will, man. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming, man.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, brother. Thanks for the show.
Thank you.
And I was wrong, by the way. They are at 135 at lightweight, not 130.
Yeah, and his last fight with Fortuna, Omar's Douglas, he was only weighing 132, right?
Yeah, he came in really low.
Yeah, but Fortuna was weighing 133.
Yeah, they both were. They both came in low.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's get to Javier in Anaheim.
Hey, yo, Ness, I don't really have much to say about these fights. So I just had a question, though. Like, you know, you're a West Coast correspondent. Like, when do you guys get together over here? You know what I mean? Like, for fights like in the L.A. area? Because I see all Info Joe, you know, Matt and Santiago. I see they all get together, though. I can hook up with them and go see a fight or something.
Javier, I'm going to hit you up after the show, okay? Because I'm the West Coast correspondent. So I'll hit you up. We're exchange numbers, and we'll get you into the West Coast TBV gang, as we call it.
Yeah, man, you might be able to give Matt some tips on sparring and stuff.
You have like to fight that. Your way in, though. You know, it's sort of like gang. You know, you gotta get jumped in.
hey, who was that guy taking shots that wasn't even moving his head? You were just moving on that.
That was Santiago.
Yeah. All right. Hey, yo. Hey, I don't know if you know, I'm the dude on Instagram. I mean, on Instagram, on Twitter, I'm Javier from Anaheim. I sent you a tweet, though. You remember way back before any of these, when you still had Vic on the show and all that stuff?
I seen the tweet today. I seen the tweet. I seen the tweet today.
What I'm saying is, no, the only reason I would say, I don't mean like, you know, I'm not talking about like replacing MD or anything like that. But I would say it was pretty cool because, you know, especially when you're with people all the time, you get a little tired of them, a little bit annoyed. And when you have different flavors on the show, it was pretty dope, you know? I just thought it'd be cool, you know, how you could leave some people on like, for an hour or so. But, I mean, that's just my thought, but I don't know what you think. But I thought that was pretty dope how you guys used to do that before. But I'll let you guys go. Just think about that. Hopefully you take it into consideration.
All right. All right. Well, there you have it, Matt. He wants for us to go back to making a call or like a guest host. I don't have an issue with that. I mean, I think we've done that on multiple occasions.
It just depends on the show. That's the only thing. Like, if we like our big shows where we have 70 plus callers,
yeah,
like it's just hard. You know, we don't want to play favorites. You know, you're all equal to us. We love each and every one of you.
What we have learned from today is that Cherry might be the favorite, according to the public.
Or the hardcores.
Right? The small amount that called in today for this spontaneous preview and prediction of Edna Cherry, Omar Douglas. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Leave your predictions down below in the comments and any other suggestions for fight previews you would like TVB to do. Before their fight.
and you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio. You can find on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Later.